CAP begins Sandy damage surveys. Gamma says the state of the industry remains mixed, and Americans' pilots spent Halloween on the picket line. This is Aero News for Thursday, November the 1st, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. There is no better way to get a big-picture view of damage from a storm like Sandy than to see it from the air. Thus, the Maryland wing of the Civil Air Patrol has launched a series of sorties to photograph damage from the storm in and around Chesapeake Bay and other critical areas. At first light on Wednesday, Lieutenant Colonel John Henderson, the wing's Homeland Security Officer, flew Christina Mackey of the Calvert County Emergency Operations Center over specific points of critical infrastructure in the county. CAP's photographs will be compared with baseline photographs of the same area to determine the extent of damage. Additional sorties will be flown to provide the Maryland Emergency Management Agency with damage assessment photos of the Chesapeake Bay shoreline, as well as areas around Ocean City on the Atlantic coast. CAP sorties are expected to continue through Friday, when the Susquehanna River is expected to crest. Colonel John Knowles, the Maryland wing commander, said, quote, "These flights provide a critical service to the state of Maryland in determining infrastructure needs and problems in real time," end quote. Meanwhile, NBAA members are offering their assistance this week with Hurricane Sandy rescue and cleanup efforts. NBAA announced Wednesday that companies and operators participating in their Humanitarian Emergency Response Operator Database, HERO, are currently working with national emergency agencies and personnel to assist with post-storm relief. The NBAA HERO database is made up of a list of people and companies throughout the business aviation community who have volunteered to assist with disaster response efforts. While ground transportation is often utilized in assisting with these efforts, business aircraft have long served as a lifeline to people and communities in crisis and are uniquely suited to provide a first response to natural disasters and other emergencies. Operators interested in registering their aircraft on the HERO database can also note their specific skills that could be used during relief efforts. Robin Eisler, the president of the Sky Hope Network, said her organization has staged aircraft of varying types between New York City and Wilmington, Delaware, that are ready to be utilized as needed, adding, quote, "Our focus is specifically on life-saving flights and placing aviation assets where they are needed most," end quote. Caroline Daniels, chairman of Gamma, said the state of the industry remains a mixed picture. Daniels, along with Gamma president and CEO Pete Bunce and NBAA president and CEO Ed Bolin, shared their perspectives during NBAA 2012's Media Breakfast. Gamma's first half figures, the most recent numbers available, were promising. Airplane shipments increased 5.9% in the first 6 months of 2012, while the accompanying value of the airplane deliveries rose 13.2%. Gamma's president and CEO Pete Bunce said when the first half numbers were released back in August, quote, "When coupled with the positive trend we are seeing in the used market, we may finally be witnessing the start of our recovery," end quote. However, both Gamma and NBAA have significant concerns about the near-term future. For example, NBAA and Gamma are worried that sequestration and the pursuit by lawmakers to find new sources of revenue could revive interest in imposing general aviation user fees and lead to a new round of pejorative characterizations of business aviation. The two organizations believe that continuing to project a positive image of the industry through the No Plane, No Gain campaign is the best way to counteract the industry's detractors. Well, there's no question that American Airlines pilots would like a little candy in their new contract, so they spent Wednesday doing a little Halloween trick-or-treating in Dallas on the picket line. Observers say the move was an attempt by the pilots to put whatever pressure they can on management to come up with a new deal that everyone will like. DallasNews.com quotes APA President Keith Wilson as saying he's hopeful that negotiators for APA and AA can have a deal ready to be presented to the union's board of directors by week's end. Wilson said the pilots, quote, "are out here as a sign of unity to the employees of American Airlines and the corporation that the pilots of American Airlines believe and deserve an industry standard contract, and we're looking forward to getting one as soon as possible," end quote. Management, however, did not seem to share the same spirit. as airline spokesman Bruce Hicks said, quote, "This is merely a distraction that adds nothing constructive to successful negotiations," end quote. When Aero News continues, Hawker announces new orders at NBAA, Airbus has an EFB iPad app, and look who came to dinner. Well, the NBAA convention, at least.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
For 60 years, Aerosonic has been a leader in aviation products and equipment. From this heritage of quality and precision comes the next generation of standby instrumentation. The OASIS Multifunction Standby Display System is uniquely designed to be the most flexible and affordable system of its type on the market today. Check us out on the web at aerosonic.com.
Meet SAM, the first digital standby attitude module to provide attitude, altitude, airspeed, and slip information in an advanced 2-inch format. Pilots appreciate the intuitive interface. Installers love the flexible design. Visit flysam.com.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, November the 1st. I'm Glenn Moyer. Hawker Beechcraft Corporation announced Wednesday during the 2012 NBAA convention that it has signed orders for 9 new Beechcraft products with a total value of more than $34 million. The orders include a variety of King Air versions, as well as 4 Baron G58s, and were placed by 4 Beechcraft distributors throughout South and Central America. In making the announcement, Keith Nadolski, president of Beechcraft Americas, said, quote, "The Beechcraft King Air turboprop and piston platforms are well suited for the demands of operating in the varied landscapes of South and Central America, easily transitioning from unimproved grass strips to downtown airports," end quote. Deliveries will begin in the second quarter of 2013 and will continue through the end of the year. Meanwhile, Boeing and Aviation Capital Services LLC, a subsidiary of the state corporation Russian Technologies, or Rostec, announced a commitment by Rostec to purchase 35 737 MAX airplanes. This is the first commitment for the 737 MAX from Russia and the Commonwealth of Independent States. Boeing and Aviation Capital Services will work to finalize the details of the order, valued at more than $3 billion at current list prices. Robin Percy, chief pilot for Airbus Corporate Jets, was on hand at the NBAA convention Tuesday to announce a new electronic flight bag iPad application for Airbus corporate jets. The Airbus application integrates with Rockwell Collins Fly Smart and will enable crews to better calculate aircraft performance while remaining intuitive and practical. Percy highlighted the problems inherent in paper charts, which become less accurate as factors such as rain and snow enter the mix. With the new app, minimum equipment list and configuration deviation lists are accounted for. Calculations are based on real-time parameters, with runway status and other important flight information updated as conditions change. Integration of the app for business aircraft users will be relatively simple, as the vast majority of those aircraft currently use FlySmart laptops, and Airbus emphasized that the move to the iPad will be straightforward. Airbus said there are already several operators using their application with success. At the NBAA conference in Orlando, Florida, the China delegation held a press conference and provided an update on their growth of general aviation. Francis Chow, the managing director of China Civil Aviation Report, moderated the conference and provided his update on the status of general aviation. Infrastructure is still a pacing item. For example, there is only one slot per hour currently at the Beijing International Airport for general aviation due to the quantity of commercial arrivals. China is expanding their airport infrastructure at a growing rate. Mr. Chow indicated that they were growing new airports by 15 per year and hope to increase that amount. And speaking of China, Delivery of a 777-300ER airplane recently delivered to Air China, the flag carrier of the People's Republic of China, features a distinctive blended paint design of 40 smiling faces of Chinese people to represent the critical role that the Chinese aviation industry has played in bringing China to the world. The 40 people portrayed were selected from a social media campaign organized by Air China and Boeing in July. People were invited through the most widely used social media platform in China to submit a smiling face with an inspiring message. Feng Runyi, the vice president of Air China, says, quote, "We hope this special livery airplane will bridge the connection to bring a smiling, confident, and friendly China to the world." End quote. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure. Oh, and remember to keep on smiling.